This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The genius of good medicine and good information. That's what you get here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen, happy to be along to help you work your way through the usual and the unusual when it comes to your health and well-being. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. His website, Forbidden Doctor, has become known around the world, actually, and I don't say that facetiously, around the country and around the world, as a place to go to get real solid information, to get help, to find products that work for you. It is an open door to so much that will help you out. Check it out, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Jack and his wife, Mary, also responsible for podcasts. Here's a new one, a COVID-19 update. So this is, by the way, podcast number 204 that you can get at ForbiddenDoctor.com. The idea of COVID cases, this is right in my wheelhouse. I was going to bring you into this myself because of a conversation that I had with the fellow that is basically a thoracic doctor. You know, I have some COPD in my family, so my philosophy of wanting to stay ahead of stuff, I want to know what's going on in my body. So I've had this guy for 4 or 5 years. Every year I have a yearly exam with him, and he and I spoke. He was in charge of the unit at the hospital that took care of the people who had COVID. And he told me some interesting stories, Jack, about the number of people, the number of beds. He was on duty from the end of March, and he still is doing it now, but it's every other week. He was on duty from 7 in the morning till 7 at night, 7 days a week, from the third week in March, I think he told me, until about 4th of July. And then he got off that schedule so he'd go back and see patients, because now what he does is he runs this department at the hospital 1 week, and then he sees patients the next. So he's back in sort of that routine. But he told me during the height of this in April and May, they didn't have enough beds in the hospital to have ventilators and that sort of thing. And the people who were dying were very much the people who were compromised. He said there are only two young people that really were affected by this in his hospital. This is a community. This is a Boston hospital and one of the branches out in the suburbs. There was a 43-year-old postal worker who got it, and he said, I could see no reason why this guy got it. He had no symptoms. He wasn't overweight. He didn't have diabetes. He wasn't compromised in any way whatsoever, and yet he died. And there was a 34-year-old woman at the same time, he was telling me, that was very, very sick. He did not expect her to live, but she did. And so there's those stories. And, you know, he went from, and this sort of plays into, I think, what this update is that you have in podcast 204, the idea of how things have changed. The number of people dying, he said hundreds and hundreds of people died at his hospital that they just couldn't do anything about. Most of them, if not all of them, he said the only one exception was this fellow that was 43. Otherwise, everybody was either older and had compromises and problems anyway. They had a BMI problem. They had diabetes. It was all the stuff that we've talked about that made you more vulnerable for this. And so he said at the moment they have four people. They had at one point in time almost 400 in this hospital they were treating. Right now they have four in there, and he said they're much less affected. They get sick. They get out of it. He said getting sick with this now is not like it was when it first started by any stretch of the imagination. And he said, I'll get a shot in the next few weeks. Most of the people that are in the hospital will. The frontline workers will have their shots in the next couple of weeks. And then, I believe this is a psychological disease as much as anything else. And I don't know that you and I have talked about that. That is the spirit-mind-body connection and how people, through all this fear, the stories like Hugh Grant has been talking about having COVID and the symptoms that he had, his eyes were bugging out. And you know, people see that and they get itchy eyes. They go, oh, my God, maybe I've got COVID. And that psychology sends them into a tailspin.
Yes.
And we all know how the psyche affects our immune system. So
I saw a lady yesterday, a brand new patient.
Yeah.
Her face is starting to swell. And I said, what do you mean by that? And she puts her hands on her cheeks and her forehead. My face swells. She says, I think I have COVID. And I said, well, what's the relationship? I bite my tongue, mm-hmm. and I take a deep breath, and I try to talk to her about this, you know, the classified symptoms, the quantified symptoms of COVID, and the fact that she is on a different kind of a medication than she's been on in the past for an autoimmune problem. And I tried to get her to move away from a COVID idea that would separate her, just like you said, psychologically from family and friends,
yeah.
as well as physically separated, and to get her to understand that some of these medications that are out for autoimmune problems have some very serious side effects, not the least of which is a collection of lymphatic fluid that can easily appear as a swelling.
What are some of those, Jack?
Of autoimmune problems?
Yeah, no, products that people shouldn't take because of what will happen to them if they take it.
You mean the?
You said there were some products that people are taking that will enhance, that will mess up their autoimmune system. I just wondered if you could name.
No, I'm saying that some of the drugs they're taking for autoimmune problems,
mm-hmm.
Such as anti-inflammatories and steroids,
yeah.
Can cause swelling.
Okay.
And she is on a steroid-based
steroids cause everybody. Well, I was
well
say,
yes,
no,
you know, and
they
it's,
don't.
It was just
steroids
kind of side
swelling.
Effects, a class in side effects 101,
mm-hmm.
and to helping her to understand that she, even though she did not have problems breathing, she didn't have any of the classic symptoms that go along with COVID, a little bit of an elevated temperature, some sinus mm-hmm. problems, or upper respiratory, or some of these other things. Her mm-hmm. just her face was swelling.
Mm-hmm.
So when she told me the steroid product, I don't actually remember what it is, but you know it's a prednisone-based steroid.
Yeah,
and she's starting to swell now after 4 or 5 days of having used it. And I tried to get her to understand, no, this is not COVID. This is a side effect of the steroid
yeah.
that you're
but
on.
But see, that's position. It. You're feeding right into the psychology
yes.
of what people are thinking. All right, we'll
yeah.
talk more about what you need to understand. Now about this so that you don't go off on some kind of a toot that will actually literally make you sick. Dr. Jack Stockwell with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health. Taking care of your brain is an important part of you taking care of your entire being. You got your body. That's good. You're taking Calitrin. You're dieting. You're exercising. You're losing weight. Swell. Now, my question is, what are you doing to take care of your brain? Your brain needs the same kind of attention your body does. Yeah, it's part of your body, but it's a special part. You need to supplement with Prevagen. Prevagen, Prevagen. It adds a natural health supplement. Actually, it's got 3 or 4 in the composition, but the things that you need to know, the things you need to take in your daily routine are what Prevagen is all about. For a healthier brain and a better life. So if you are thinking my short-term memory is going down the toilet, then perhaps you'd better look for Prevagen wherever these sorts of things are sold, health food stores, Whole Foods, all those places, or you can order it online. Prevagen for a healthier brain and a better life, Prevagen. Get it and see immediate improvement in age-related cognitive impairments. Prevagen.
What's new in-store at Staples?
Printing that gives you more.
HP OfficeJet Pro printers are now available with HP Plus.
HP Plus saves you money with 6 months of free ink at no extra cost and saves you trouble with double the warranty.
The OfficeJet Pro is HP's best printer for working and learning from home.
HP Plus, available only at Staples.
Shop in-store or get same-day with Instacart.
See staples.com/HP Plus for details. Instacart fees, taxes, additional terms, and or tips may apply. Delivery subject to availability.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Rimbo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with family, but there's rarely enough hours in the day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally, that's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead or use contactless delivery at KFC.com. Limited time only at participating locations only. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Back with Dr. Jack Stockwell, my pal, a very, very well suited for his... some people, you know, you look at what they do for a living and you wonder, how the heck did they... this person doesn't fit there at all. You're the exact opposite. I couldn't imagine you doing anything other than this, knowing you as I do. This is just you. I mean, this is... you live it, you breathe it, you eat it, you sleep it. It's all about... yeah, you really do. I mean, I can see that. You and Mary both, as a matter of fact, almost to the point of being annoying sometimes. But it's
a patient asked me just the other day, she says, what do you do for fun? What do you do in your off time?
Read medical journals.
I said, read journals.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm serious. I get a kick out of this
stuff. Yeah, right.
All right. Kick, you know?
So let's deal with the understanding as part of this new your podcast you have at ForbiddenDoctor.com, the difference between having it and getting it and living with it or dying with it, because that stuff has been so misrepresented. So what do we need to know?
Well, in the journal...
A teaser, so they will go listen to the podcast.
In the journal, Emerging Infectious Diseases, that's published by the CDC, it's published every month, in the July issue, Emerging Infectious Diseases, page 39, they said, we still have not been able to properly and quantitatively isolate this thing called SARS-CoV-2. We're still not even sure it exists. That's July of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Also, and now I go into length because it's a scientific journal published by the CDC. Then I also talk about cases because cases are being done or being checked at roadside collection spots and everywhere else now on various tests made by various different companies trying to look at a little tiny snippet of RNA, and the only way they can look at it is if they have to amplify the amount of the sample. They can't just take a little bit of a swab from your nose or your cheek or whatever else and take a look at, oh, yeah, yes or no, positive, not positive, negative, whatever. They have to amplify the sample through a chemical bath. In other words, they take, you know, what they theoretically think is one of these, make it 2, make it 4, make it 8, 16, 32, 64, and on and on and on until they're in the billions of these things. Then they can do a test, and they have shown conclusively now, beyond anybody's argument, you amplify the test anywhere from about 35 to 37 times. That's 10 to the 35th power. That's an unimaginable amount. Then you can see this thing, whether it's present or not. If you amplify the sample up to 40 times, you'll find everything that ever has happened in the history of mankind in your blood. If it's under 30, you won't see it at all. And so it depends on the accuracy of the test itself. There's no gold standard to which it compares itself to. So that's why there's such a high false positive rate.
Mm-hmm.
And well, so it's, you know,
that's
it's
good to know.
Yeah. You know, and that's what we talk about in the podcast, number 204. Yeah.
Right. All right. So I understand what, by listening, is what constitutes an actual case of this, and how many people don't have it, or how many people have had it and they didn't know they had it. That's also been sort of a problem with this. But we're going to move on because there are a lot of other things. The COVID thing, I'm feeling relief, Frank. I want to talk about something else that I learned this week when I was in the office of the thoracic surgeon about smoking. That's up next here. Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day Health with Doug Steffen.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Moving right along here, yes, a lot of good motion, a lot of good information. By the way, our supplement of the week. We always try to bring you up to speed. There are hundreds of them at Standard Process. Jack is a doctor that has this in his office, has this product. It's all natural. I like their products. I have literally hundreds of them, and there are hundreds of them. I don't have them all, but one thing that you're going to remind us of, I know, and because the immune system is such an important part of dealing with not only COVID, but the regular flu, with colds, with things, inflammation in your body in general, how does this supplement, the immune system health pack from Standard Process, work?
Well, we know that there are various minerals and vitamins that are absolutely essential for a strong immune response. Iron, zinc, copper, chromium, folate, iodine, vitamin C.
Isn't there
a
worry, though, about getting too much iron into your system?
Well, it depends on whether it comes in from a metallic source or if it comes from a food source. Now, obviously, as far as Mother Nature is concerned, we are designed to get our food from the things that Mother Nature has provided. The plant kingdom or something that ate the plant kingdom. Because then the mineral is coming.
There's something juicy or gory about that, the way you say it. The plant kingdom or something that ate the plant kingdom.
Yes, because in the something that ate the plant kingdom, you get a very heavy concentration of these minerals. If you're trying to get your minerals from simply from plants, you got to graze all day long, just like the cow does.
Yep.
If you get it from animal sources, you don't have to eat very much at all in order to get the same amount. But the important thing is that the mineral, the iron, the zinc, the copper, and chromium, is coming into you wrapped up in a protein molecule.
Wow.
Your body looks at it, immediately recognizes it for what it is, uses it where it needs to, and gets rid of it if it doesn't need it. When you get the minerals in a metallic form, like ferrous sulfate or a very popular iron product out there in the marketplace, that is a metallic form of the iron.
Ferrous is, if you remember chemistry when you were in high school, the symbol is Fe. Listen to me.
Yeah.
And that's iron. Ferrous is iron. That's what it is.
Exactly. See, and when you get it in a metallic form, if you sucked on a nail, you're going to get it in a metallic form, and your body doesn't have the transport mechanisms to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll back up. It'll cause constipation. It can cause an imbalance between the iron and copper levels inside the body, and copper is very important. Even though it's a trace mineral, there's a lot of enzymes that use copper. And so when we get our food from Mother Nature, we're going to be okay for the most part, as long as it hasn't been poisoned with something in the commercial processing.
Right. Yeah.
But when you start taking metallic forms of minerals, you're going to have problems eventually because your body doesn't have the transport mechanism to get it out if it doesn't need it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So this immune system health pack has all of the things that you need, that you, based on what you were just saying, that would be handy for a daily immune system treatment, if you will, with all these things that are...
They come in little
selenium,
packets. They're already pre-measured. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Okay.
They're
so you can check that out at ForbiddenDoctor.com. One of the things that I want to spend some time on, this whole business of what's going on with COPD and in our lungs. I was at this surgeon's office, and he had something that I looked at, sort of a handout in his office, and it was aimed at people who smoke. And the header across the top is, before you light up, look down. And basically, it was to warn parents, if you're smoking, look at what it's doing, not just to you, but to your children who are exposed to secondhand smoke and what they may suffer from. We'll talk about that in this next half hour as we proceed here. Dr. Jack Stockwell and Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. Get the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Griebel.
The politically correct thought police are at it again at Clemson University, where professors can no longer expect students to come to class on time. Campus diversity training materials now suggest that expecting people from other cultures to show up on time is racist. Instead of teaching students the kind of responsibility that will be required in the job market, these professors are being told that to be inclusive, they must recognize cultural differences that may impact the meeting and adjust accordingly. What needs to be adjusted is this misguided policy. I spent several years teaching college classes, and I can tell you, you can't even teach political correctness if students don't show up to the class. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States will draw down troop levels in Afghanistan and Iraq by the middle of January. The official order came Tuesday that will lower troop levels in both countries to 2,500 by January 15th. Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller announced the drawdown, saying the move does not change U.S. priorities in the region.
This is consistent with our established plans and strategic objectives, supported by the American people, and does not equate to a change in U.S. policy or objectives.
Michigan's largest county has certified its results of the 2020 general election after an initial party line vote that blocked certification. Republican members of the Wayne County Board of Canvassers initially had voted against certifying because of precincts in Detroit where discrepancies were found during the canvassing process. In agreeing to certify the results, the board also called on the state's Secretary of State to conduct a thorough audit of all the Detroit precincts where discrepancies were found. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
One transportation company is giving back to its employees that have kept America rolling through the pandemic. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Union Pacific Railroad is planning on giving roughly 31,000 of its employees a $1,000 bonus next month. The Omaha, Nebraska-based railroad saying on Tuesday the bonuses will cost the company around $37 million. Railroad officials saying all employees who have worked at least 30 days during the pandemic will receive bonuses for helping keep the railroad moving during the virus outbreak. The railroad saying shipping volume is up about 3% in the fourth quarter as it continues to handle a large number of containers of imported goods because consumer demand remains strong. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The NFL announced plans Tuesday to hold a virtual Pro Bowl in January. The All-Star Game was originally scheduled to take place in Las Vegas the week before the Super Bowl, but last month the league canceled those plans that will now be replaced with a virtual game. The players selected for the league's All-Star Game will instead compete on the Madden 21 gridiron. The NFL says it's working with ESPN and ABC to ensure that competition is broadcast. And Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is the latest lawmaker to have tested positive for coronavirus. At 87 years old, Grassley is considered high risk for COVID-19. Grassley is the president pro tempore of the Senate and oversaw votes on Monday. He tweeted Tuesday that he feels fine and is currently quarantining at home. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Second half hour of Dr. Jack here for this week. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen. We'll talk. I do want to go back a little bit to COVID, but I first want to go into this in detail. What happens to children? Again, this is, if you're just joining us, a flyer that the thoracic surgeon,
yes,
specialist in lungs, what he has in his office. And his focus was on secondhand smoke and what it does, causes ear infections, asthma, things that go on. I was secondhand smoke, and look at, you know, it does, it gets into your system, and you can't, you just can't get it out of your system. So if you, I have everybody, there's no ashtray any place that I ever am in. I wouldn't be in a place that had an ashtray. Just throw them away. I don't let people smoke anywhere near me, around my home, in my farm. Never, never, never. See, a guy was there working on one of the pieces of equipment the other day and he was smoking. I said, "You can't smoke here, sorry." And he looked at me strangely. I said, "There's no smoking on the farm." And he begrudged, you know, that's what it is. These people think they have a right to smoke.
Oh, yeah. They're personally insulted by this.
Yeah. Right, exactly. No, no. Did you ever see, did you grow up with smoking in your family?
I don't think
I've ever asked you that.
Yeah, my mother smoked, who's no longer alive, and died
my
of
mother smoked, she died when she was 50.
Yeah. And my favorite aunt was a smoker. Her husband wasn't. He outlived her by 30 years. She died of cancer.
Yeah.
And remember, fully one-third of all lung cancers never smoke one cigarette in their life.
They get third from the second hand.
Yeah. Secondhand and other. There's other causes.
Well, if you look at the, I remember, this is the most vivid memory I have of it, the blue smoke on the window of the car, windows of the car, that horrible blue, and it was in the house as well, all over the place. So if you don't give a damn about yourself and you want to kill yourself, swell. But if you are a parent, it's like letting your child play football, as far as I'm concerned. You smoke around your children, you're a horrible parent. Horrible. Horrible talent. Parent. So anyway, there are lots of different medicines, I guess, right, that are effective. What do you do if somebody comes to you in your clinic and says, all right, Jack, I want to quit smoking. What do you do? How do you help them?
Well, we deal with the cravings right away. Remember, your body, if you stop smoking this second, within 48 to 72 hours, every last drop of nicotine will be outside of the body. There won't be any left at all. And we've talked about the sugar aspect of cigarettes before, that the French learned in their control of Haiti and the tobacco that was being grown there in the 1600s, that if they would lace the tobacco with some sugar, it would caramelize, of course, when you smoke it, and people would get hooked more.
Yeah.
Yep. On the effects of the caramelized sugar in their bloodstream than they would the actual nicotine. So we do that. But then we start working with helping the lungs. So Standard Process has got some great restorative products that deal with the lungs and restoring the alveoli, the little filtering systems, and the bronchi and the trachea and everything else to help restore.
Once
good
those are burned,
function.
Though, by tobacco, they don't come back again. You can recover quickly, but you don't get those. There are millions and millions and millions of them in your lungs.
Yes,
right?
There are. Yeah. And if they're completely, totally destroyed, they can't recover. However, there's still enough in there that in a healthy expression by the cessation of smoking and the using of certain, vitamins A and C have an awful lot to do with the restoring of surface structures inside the body, the skin. Now, the skin isn't just on the outside of us. The skin's inside our lungs. It's inside of our gut. It's inside the stomach. Similar type of material that responds very well to Standard Process is Cataplex AC. We recommend that heavily for anybody that's recovering from some kind of a lung problem, whether it's lung cancer or smoking damage or emphysema or COPD or any of the other kinds of problems they might have. Even asthmatics do well with Cataplex AC.
All right. So there's that bit of advice. Just a few more moments. I guess I want to tie a couple of things together, a couple of loose ends that we have here about COVID and the people that are going into restaurants and bars, because that's where the stuff gets spread. You get spread wherever there are people together that are not being conscious of the impact of whatever this molecule is. And by the way, I asked the thoracic surgeon what he thought the origin was. He said, no question, it came from China. He said, in doing it, it's certainly, he looked at the molecules, studied them as a way to try to figure out how to thwart it. And he said, this was very obviously done in a laboratory. This did not, it may have gotten out of the laboratory in animals, but it was not, it didn't just happen. And so I thought that was
interesting. I think that's pretty well beyond dispute.
Yeah, I think it is. I would like to think it was,
is.
At any rate.
We have this idea that there's pockets of this stuff, like in bars and restaurants, or inside of a cab, or a hotel lobby or something. This is ridiculous. This stuff is absolutely everywhere.
Yeah.
Wherever there is the movement of air, which I suppose is anywhere outside of solid rock, you're going to have these things spreading around. The number of viruses in the air of the world, of the planet Earth, far surpasses the number of stars in the known universe, probably the multiverse as well. These things are absolutely everywhere. 10 to the 31st power is what one virologist described it as being. You can't escape this stuff.
You can sit there
and rub down a table all you want with antibacterial, you know, whatever. In the next 10 to 15 minutes, it's covered again all of these things.
People who are in the know or know that,
yes.
they go, like the airlines, they'll tell you they clean after everybody, after every flight. At the supermarket, after somebody checks out, they go clean off the conveyor belt and the machines and stuff that you touch, because they at least are trying to pay attention to that which is what recognizes what Jagger is saying. The stuff is everywhere, and you know there are all kinds of ways of dealing with it. Having a healthy immune system, I think, is one of them. Let me spend a moment talking to you about getting a good night's rest. That comes, my friends, from having comfortable surroundings, sheets and mattresses, mattress covers, all of the things. The pillows, though, really are your heart's desire. I think when it comes to getting a good night's rest, you got to put your head on something. You know what they say about putting your head on a pillow? How many different songs can you come up with? Put your head on my pillow, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. So the My Pillow folks, you're chuckling, but that's, you know.
No, that's good. That's I like that. That's very good.
Put your head on my pillow.
Mm-hmm.
The My Pillow sale of the year going on every year at this time. They put all of their popular pillows on sale. This year is the biggest of them all. What a welcome time. We have been through the ringer. And maybe some of you have been getting good rest. Maybe you haven't. If you haven't, there's no excuse for you now not getting into the MyPillow world. MyPillow is now offering the Standard, the Queen, and the King at 66% less than the normal cost. For example, the Standard Queen premium pillows sell for $30. Usually they are $70. How about that? It's a $40 savings. And the Kings are only $5 more. So, now is the best time to buy. Get them for Christmas, get them for presents, get them on all your beds in your house. Not only are you going to get the lowest price ever that they offer every year at this time, this is the best time to buy, but for the first time this year, the folks at MyPillow are extending the 60-day money-back guarantee to next March. All right? So get in on it. Go to MyPillow.com. On checkout, use the promo code DJV for these fabulous prices. Again, in the world that we live in, saving 66% or $40 better in your pocket than theirs, right? Especially at the end of the day, you're going to have a great night's rest. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for these extraordinary savings.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by ASUS.
Maybe you're a photographer or a videographer, or maybe you work in sound design. Today's video and audio files are huge, but that's where using a backup drive like the G Drive Mobile SSD comes in. As Christina Garza explains, it's all about working faster.
That's absolutely correct. They're so fast. A lot of photographers, especially with the G Drive Mobile SSD, will edit right off of the drive. And it also allows them to free up that space on their computer and not take up so much of that memory. They're able to edit right off of the drive and use it as a scratch disk, if you will, so that you don't use that memory. You're actually using just the drive, and you free up the space on your computer as well if you don't want to use it as a pure backup. Backup your footage and images very, very quickly onto these drives, get you moving to your next task while also ultimately backing up that footage.
Check out gtechnology.com for more. That's gtechnology.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
The number one gift in this stressful year? Relaxation from Homedics. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list with free shipping on orders over $50. Holiday supplies won't last, so avoid the rush while you can at HOMEDICS.com. Get the perfectly relaxing, perfectly affordable gift now at Homedics.com and major retailers everywhere.
Moving back into our focus on prevention, your well-being, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. The most recent podcast with Jack begins with a discussion of everything you ever wanted to know about fecal matter. Everybody wants to know about poop. You just said, you know, you want green poop, and you get that immune, right? You get the
chlorophyll complex you would use for inflammation. I'm just saying, if you use too much of it, your body can't process the chlorophyll, and chlorophyll will come out as chlorophyll.
All right. Well, anyway, find out what you didn't know. Maybe you didn't even know you didn't know or didn't want to know what the story is with your poop. Lots of other information is there, but, you know, that makes a great headline. Poop! Find out. Get the poop on poop. Get the straight poop on your poop. So Dr. Jack explains all that stuff. And a lot of other things. We talk about pancreatic cancer, why it's so lethal, that sort of thing. Lots of helpful info on, it's top to bottom, head to toe. Jack's got his overview of things, very important. So you catch it all bit by bit at GoodDayHealthShow.com. That's where the podcast is, GoodDayHealthShow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. So we're talking about prevention here, as we can, and that is this is an opportunity. I think the virus, we haven't talked enough about this, but then medicine, conventional medicine, doesn't talk about prevention anyway, Jack. They talk about the after effect. Okay, we get everybody a vaccine. Or whatever. It's not preventative. And so don't you think the virus is an opportunity to focus on prevention?
Oh, well, certainly. And we do that every fall when we're moving into flu season. Mm-hmm. And because flu is a virus itself, it shows up in the body as a profusion of viral elements. And a lot of it is a type of corona. There's different kinds of flu viruses. There are some coronaviruses that are flu. You could have nothing more than just exposure to the flu and show up as a positive for COVID right now because of the lack of specificity in a lot of these tests. So as we move into the fall season and as we approach winter and flu season, we're going to have an awful lot more of these cases anyway. I mean, this is no surprise to see an increase in the numbers that are taking place, not just because they're testing more, but because we're losing sunlight. And losing sunlight, we lose D. Losing vitamin D, we lose calcium and magnesium absorption.
Yeah, that's why people get sicker in the summer, in the wintertime, because they're not exposed enough to the natural ways of taking care of themselves. All right, so what you were talking about the virus being everywhere. Let's say we go into a swimming pool. Can you, if you jump into a swimming pool, get the virus from being in a pool?
Well, the idea is that the chlorine in the pool, or the bromine, or whatever kind of pool you're in, hopefully it's not bromine, it will kill the bacterial, the microbial elements that are present. That's the reason why we put chlorine in a swimming pool. Mm-hmm. It is for the antibacterial effect that takes place. But there's still an argument as to whether viral elements are alive or not, because they're just little tiny snippets of RNA. Mm-hmm. They don't breathe. They don't reproduce on their own. They don't move. They don't exhibit. They have no metabolism. There's no energy level. They're just little tiny snippets of information. So if you're trying to kill that, to me it's like trying to kill a bunch of rocks that are piled up in your backyard. You may have to deal with a pile of rocks in your backyard. You may have to get rid of them. But the thing is that these are just little messengers. That's all the viral element is a messenger.
Attention.
Danger. Danger. Right.
Danger.
Attention.
Danger. Exactly. Check out the immune system health packs that are at Jack's website from Standard Process. That's all at ForbiddenDoctor.com, plus the most recent podcast looking at numbers and how to make yourself feel a little bit better about what's going on. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health.
A Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now for us to continue our focus, almost a pop culture focus on medicine, how to be healthy, how to keep yourself from getting into a jam, literally and figuratively, when it comes to your health and well-being. I like to think we're on the top of the list for people who are looking for information. So I am happy to bring to you Dr. Jack Stockwell, who practices in Salt Lake City, Utah, with his clinic there. He and his wife and very able staff have all kinds of things going on, including outreaches to people, not just the patients that come see them live in the office, but people outreaching on telemedicine, people doing their symptom survey at ForbiddenDoctor.com, all kinds of connections. That's when I find these people like Jack who are into all kinds of different ways of helping people, because we're here, let's face it. Yeah, they got to make a living, but there are different ways of doing it, and being of service is certainly very important if you're going to have a successful medical practice, I think, and Jack does, and so I acknowledge that. Meanwhile, every week we try to take apart a lot of different things that are seemingly either pop culture in terms of medicine, or certainly with all the coronavirus conversation, that's been a mainstay of a lot of discussion. So you've got some research that suggests that if we don't have enough vitamin D in our person, we're going to have a problem with the virus. I think that's been bandied about, hasn't it, through the course of this past 8 months, Jack?
Well, certainly. Yeah, certainly it has.
D has been a subject matter. I remember when first time I think I ever talked to Ken Kronhaus about vitamin D. He said I was deficient, and I spend lots of time in the sun on my farm, and I take supplements. So for some reason or another, I don't seem to be able to build up a reserve of D. But let's first, before we talk about how to do that, what is it that D does to keep you from having the virus?
Well, vitamin D has several functions in the body, as you might well imagine. Its number one job is to absorb calcium in the gut. When you're low vitamin D, you have a hard time having enough calcium flowing through the bloodstream and in the tissues. And calcium is your number one antiviral element. It empowers the immune system to destroy viral elements. This is one of the reasons why we find flu season running from, you know, January to March. Mm-hmm. Because we have so much less sunshine, we have so much less vitamin D. We don't have flu season from June to August. And the study that I'm referring to here, out of the University of Chicago, just recently published in JAMA's Network Open, their online magazine, they said that people who are deficient in vitamin D have a 77% increased risk of testing positive for COVID-19. Well, that's because of what I just said. We know very well when we're low on vitamin D, we're going to be low on tissue calcium. And there's other studies out there that show that your ability to survive an emergency trip to the emergency room has a direct correlation with how high your calcium levels are inside the body. Mm-hmm. We think of calcium just for the bones, but it is absolutely essential to the immune system.
All right. So how do we get it?
Well, green leafy vegetables is one of the best sources, the broadleaf green leafy vegetables that were grown in calcium-rich soils. Animal products are very high in calcium. Raw milk, there's some calcium in milk, but raw milk has the transport mechanism to get calcium from the
milk.
Well,
it hasn't been ruined. The goodness hasn't been flushed out of the milk by the processing that takes place today.
Hard cheeses. Is a concentration of milk, obviously. Mm-hmm. And hard cheeses have high levels of calcium in them. Especially, interestingly enough, Swiss cheese is the cheese that has the highest concentration of calcium.
Really?
I don't know why.
It's all those holes. It's got to have
the cheese. It's missing.
That's right.
It'd be even higher if it was solid.
Right, exactly. So take Jack's advice. Make sure that you are taking enough vitamin D. There's a vitamin D, several vitamin D supplements that you can get through Jack and his Forbidden Doctor website from Standard Process. I take them, and they're, you know, that's what you do. You take the real thing, and that's what these are. They're all available. You can check it out. Ask Jack through any number of connections at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Here's something in terms of how we put this program together. Obviously, we have to have some good, strong sponsorships. Calitrin is America's number one way to lose weight, the simple, non-toxic way, and the way to keep it off. Look, in the if you go to the website, toploss.com, you see page after page of stories from people who have improved energy, lost the weight, their joints feel better, all kinds of benefits. You can take it as a capsule or a liquid. They're there to accommodate you. Here's the story of a person who lost 55 pounds, took them 6 months to do it, went from a size 40 to 34. Join that group. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping and the buy three, get three free deal. That's at toploss.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.